America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lynx Golf can be a little messy for our heroes.
Did you just soil yourself?
It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic.
The Fan.
Oh, hey, hey, hey! Happy Wednesday?
Hump day!
Oh, there you go. Luke Anderson filling in for Isaac and filling in for Sook. Will freaking Ordner. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Just
well, that's exciting.
Talking to you.
We also got filling in for Buck. Jordan Schultz. You got nobody today.
Deep in the bullpen.
Have you? Whoa. We're not that bullpen. We're talking about me. We're a line change. Oh, you're deep. Okay.
Well, you guys are the line change now.
Yeah, it's just a line change. No, this is a seamless transition.
The second and third liners.
Yeah, exactly. We just come in here and seamlessly pick up on a day.
I'm not even that.
It doesn't happen to have any sports on it.
I'm the goalie standing by in the crowd just watching, eating popcorn in the first period. By the third period, I'm dressing it on the team.
The emergency goalie is what you're
exactly
saying.
Thank you.
There's nothing better when the emergency goalie comes in, then you get the story of, well, he's a firefighter and he plays every Wednesday on a team and da-da-da-da-da.
But they come rec league hockey player.
Well, I mean, that's one of the more unique things in sports, the emergency goalie that,
right,
like, if these four guys all get hurt, we're just pulling a dude out. That's awesome.
It's the dream.
The best one is they're in Toronto and he's like the part-time Zamboni operator.
Yes. Yeah.
And then all of Carolina's goalies get hurt, so then you've got this dude out there with the Toronto Maple Leafs goalie mask on, yet he's repping Carolina, and then somehow comes away with a freaking win.
When was that? 2 or 3 years ago?
Was it longer than that? It was longer than that, because I remember paying attention and watching it on ESPN, so it has to have been before I went to college.
Gotcha. Oh, that's a way back then. Way back machine. When was the last time an emergency goalie went in?
Oh, it can't. A
couple of years ago.
I bet you there was one in college. I was in college.
Yeah. So that's great. So if you emergency had to get thrown into a sporting event, What would you not fail miserably at? I assume you'd fail at everything, but let's say you had to go in and, you know, step in for a baseball game, football game. Like, if you had to step in for an NFL game, you would, right now, at your weight, you'd get housed playing offensive line because you weigh, what, like 240 right now?
I'm heavy after the Pendleton Whiskey Fest.
Oh, that's
fair. Heavy 248.
Oh,
I'm a heavy 248.
But what did you play at Central?
I played at 315. I played against a not nearly the amount of NFL
you're
guys
down
that
70 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was down to about 235, so okay. I'm hoping to get back down there. But like, Suk played against NFL guys all the time. I played against a couple guys who made it to like a couple mini camps,
a couple practice squad guys.
They were freaking good. They were really, really good.
Yeah.
I'd be in a lot of trouble. By the way, the guy I was thinking of, David Ayers. 2020.
Yes.
2020. Okay, so it wasn't that long.
The last
Last
one, Tom Hodges, 2022.
There you go.
No, you are wrong. There were actually goalies or emergency goalies this season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was Jet Alexander, actually, excuse me, last season on April 8th, 2023. And then Matt Berlin a couple of months before that for the Edmonton Oilers on January 23rd, 2023. These guys actually got in the game.
Yes.
Two, and you're talking about David Ayers as well. Mm-hmm. That would make three of six emergency goalies that have ever in the history of the NHL seen time on the rink.
So only three recently, but six all time?
And we're going back to 2016, and that's that's the first time that an emergency goalie, at least recorded on the history that I'm reading, had ever appeared on a team. I don't know if the roster rules changed at that point or what.
Boy, that's fantastic. So I have to throw you into a sport.
Yeah.
Anything that you could function as where you wouldn't totally embarrass yourself?
It's football, right? Like, it has to be football. I'm striking out in baseball. Yeah. I've got no shot. Ooh, hot dog eating contest. Nathan's 4th of July. That is where I will do my best. I will get trounced.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that the All-American hero Joey Chestnut is not in it, I will not be embarrassed. I will lose. I will be last. But I won't be completely embarrassed.
And I'm not saying that I could pitch against major league hitting. Mm-hmm. I feel like if, you know, when they get the game's a 20-run game and they just pull a position player in.
Like throw Rojas in.
If you put me out there, I think that I could throw strikes.
Okay.
I don't think I could throw balls past anybody. I don't think I'm doing anything. Like when, you know, when it's like, all right, the game is so out of hand.
Yeah.
We just need somebody to get it across the plate. So that they could get them in play, and so we don't burn an arm. I think I could probably do that.
Like Ephus pitches, or like we're talking 60, 70 miles an hour?
I could probably put it. I was clocked at, let's say, 85 in high school, I think was the fastest I ever threw
that's
it.
Awesome.
So I could probably hit 70 right now without my arm falling off, which would be good enough. Because those guys don't see those pitches all the time. They're not taking every one of them yard. The nice thing was, I always thought like for full potential of athletic ability would have been... if I would have really focused on being a BP pitcher, I could have got a lot of home runs because I had an 85 mile fastball that didn't move at all.
Right.
Which is really what you're looking for. And I could locate it.
There you go.
So I could put it right across the heart of the plate. So if I was trying to get home runs hit off of me, I think I'd have been pretty good at that.
Did you ever get a home run hit?
You're laughing.
Just saying, if I were trying to get home runs off of you. I mean, I wasn't making fun of you when I said Ephus pitches because I've seen major leaguers throw them.
Yeah, Ephus pitches. If you could throw the Ephus pitch across the plate.
It's true.
Every time, how many pitches could you throw if you threw it as strikes before one is hit out of the park? Like if I go up to a major league hitter and throw him.
Which major league hitter?
Six,
yeah, that's a good question.
Cause like,
yeah, but each year you used to take him out in practice. But you're throwing, the Ephus pitch is what, like 30 to 40 miles an hour on that big lob? Like getting timed up on one of those. Like if it was really easy to hit out. And somebody could throw them, they would throw them in the home run derby.
Right, 100%.
And they do not. So it can't be easier than just piping a 80 mile an hour fastball or whatever they're used to, because then it doesn't screw up their rhythm. But it would screw up the rhythm. So how many Ephus pitches could you throw in a row, assuming they were all strikes, before somebody just launched it on you?
See, like, I think if I get Stephen Kwan, I think I might be okay. Like, I might get four or five in before he hits one Yaya. But if I get Jordan Alvarez,
two.
I'm screwed.
Yeah, well,
I'd be happy to get two.
But here's the thing. You're sure about that?
Like, yeah, I'm dead sure. That's not a good baseball
player. If you
player.
Took those guys to a batting cage and let them hit the softball setting, they would smash it every
time.
Yeah,
softballs.
I'm not talking about fast softball pitches.
Yeah, I know what
you're
talking
about. Lobbing, like beer yeah. Sunday pitch. Yeah.
But yeah, I also think there's a little, the softball's a little easier to pick up. I'm not, I don't know the answer. And you may be right. Like you throw one up there, you get one of those Yordan Alvarez's who can generate their own power and don't need any velocity coming off it. I can picture that, but you never see anybody try it. It's one Ephus pitch, and it's right back to whatever other junk you're throwing.
That'd be so much fun to, like, actually do. Like, go down spring training and just be like, I'm going to throw, see how quickly you can hit 1 yard on me.
Yeah, see, I'm not even worried about somebody hitting a home run off of me. I'd be badge of honor. I had a friend who got to pitch against Albert Pujols in high school.
Yeah, that's badass.
And that ball still has not landed. He said it was just hit so hard that, like, everybody, like, even he was just like, well, thank you for that.
Well,
like,
that went a long way.
It was appreciated just being there. And then, of course, a few years later, and this was in Missouri. I think he grew up in near Kansas City, but either way, so then he ends up playing for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So then everybody's like, you know, a St. Louis fan when they're killing it. And he's like, yeah, that guy took me so yard.
Yeah, that becomes a great story.
Yeah,
then.
So I wouldn't have a problem with that. My big fear with pitching would be the comebacker. Like, you start throwing some Ephus pitches, and here's Julio Rodriguez trying to summon all the power and see if he can actually figure out a launch angle to hit home run. And then he accidentally line drives, and it just goes through my face. That's what's good. Forget tops it.
No, top, tops
line,
the ball.
No, line drive just forgets everything right on it. I don't mind if it dribbles at me and I get a chance to field it, but if it goes full force and I'm sitting there just on my follow through with my old man reaction time and it just murders me.
That might be the best case scenario though, because then you can sue. You're like, Julio Rodriguez, you're going to owe me some money.
I'm pretty sure throwing the baseball at them implies your...
Hey, you can sue for anything now. They sue all the time. Just like find something. Like, he did it on purpose. He can control where he hits the ball.
Yeah. Did you see how so slow I threw it? This is what he does.
He's a professional. I'm a Yahoo.
Yeah, that's my conspiracy theory about MLB. They don't actually care, you know, putting netting up now extended to all, like, I think down to the end of the dugouts. They don't actually care about fans. They just don't want to pay any more settlements out because you guys are right. Suing happens all the time.
Yeah, but does
it's
the
also
net,
protection.
Does the net bother you at all? That was the dumbest part about it is the net gets in the way. If you just sat behind them and be like, oh, that net, that, if I can just get that net out of the way.
I mean, it kind of messes with my eyes. I cannot sit behind the net because if I, like, look through it too long, I'll start to get a headache. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm special. I'm sure there are other people out there it kind of Fs with your vision.
Yeah, probably.
If you sit behind, I mean, literally, try to sit behind bars for 3 hours watching things moving back and forth. I'm not sure everybody can handle that.
No, you're not wrong. So then you're an outfield seater then.
I either literally got to be, like, in the Muckleshoot Diamond Club behind home plate for the Mariners or outfield. They're like up on, you know, one of the second deck all-star clubs or whatever, where there's a bar. I just need a bar.
Oh. Well, that's a whole different
thing. I can tell you where all those are.
Well, Edgar's Cantina.
I found them all.
I always just find the cheapest ticket and then find my way down to Edgar's Cantina, and my wife and I will stand in the corner, and then we get the really good margaritas, and if I want a cheap Miller High Life, I walk on up to the first floor. Ooh. No, I got to figure it out there.
Yeah, I love the, what is it, $4.50 for the High Lifes?
Yes.
Let's go.
And I know where all those are. That's all part of the 999 right there.
Well,
I think I need to do a 999 with you next time.
999.
Since you did the 999, Will, I've been intrigued wondering if my little chubby ass could do a 999.
I'm on hiatus until someone else pays for the next one.
Yeah, wow, that's
if someone else wants to pay for the next one, I will do it again.
Why did it get so expensive? Because
it was $100 and some odd.
So for anybody listening that does not know what the 999, it is 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, and 9 innings, correct?
And you get 1 dog, 1 beer per inning. You don't get to do like, well, I drank 4 beers in the first, and then I'm going to wait.
You're going to make it up. Yeah.
No, it's 1 per. The way it worked out for me is I was going value dogs and value beers, except for I did 1 Seattle dog.
Oh, that's
so that
where
was
the,
part of it. So the Seattle dog ended up being like $13.50. And then the beers were $4.50. So High Life's are on the cheap.
It's
40 there.
Yeah, it's like $39.50 or $40 for 9 of them. Yeah,
it's $4.50, and then you got to factor in the hot dogs, which I think the hot dogs were $5, maybe $6. And then you got to throw in the tax. So
yeah,
whatever that is, it ends up being just about over $100.
Yeah. And did you do this? Is it required to be at the game? Then you have to throw the ticket in there too, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, and then I've got the big dumper bobblehead. It's a whole thing. And the t-shirt.
You had to buy the big dumper? It wasn't
Well,
big
the
dumper.
Ticket was bought.
Yeah.
The two tickets were okay. bought well, in the dumper section.
Oh, well. If you're going to do it, I guess that's a place that you need to be eating nine dogs and drinking nine beers.
The perfect spot for it.
Well, since it is the day with no baseball, mm-hmm. as it were, the day after the All-Star game, we sit here with no baseball games. I believe all three of us Mariners fans. Well, I guess I know we are. Schulte wearing his shirt. You and I talked about this
shocking.
Before. I think this is a very good point in time for us to complain about Safeco. Or, I'm sorry. T-Mobile. And just how terrible it is to watch someone leave the Mariners and learn how to hit again. So we are going to start things off. It is a Luke, Will, and Jordan version of Primetime on 1080 The Fan, bitching about the Mariners next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Prime Time. Luke Anderson filling in for Isaac Ropp. Will Ortner filling in for Big Souk. Jordan Schulte filling in for Ryan Buckley. The Vancouver Ford text line, all texts on the fan or via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale.
That's right.
Not They're even fantastic. Necessary to do it. They've already made the sale. They could move on, but they don't. They continue to treat you right. Online at VancouverFord.com.
Fantastic.
People pointing out that they didn't get any warning that the B team would be in today. We barely knew. So yeah. I don't know what you want from us. So yeah, take that up when Isaac and Souk get back tomorrow.
We're not hiding a reason.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what's going on. I believe Souk is back tomorrow. Isaac back on Friday. Where they're at, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. They're not in like my trunk, if that's what you're asking.
It was implied on the Vancouver Ford text line that you may have murdered them.
Which, like, very big narc energy. Very big.
That's true.
I did not murder anyone yet.
As far as you know. As far as you know. You did get older this weekend, I heard, though.
I did. I had to use Tums. Had heartburn for the first time. It was...
Welcome.
It was really rough. I bought Tums. In my medicine cabinet... First of all, I have a medicine cabinet. That should tell you how old I am.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And it's your medicine
it's
cabinet.
It's mine. Yeah. I don't share it with anyone else. It's in my bathroom for only me. It's now Allegra, Benadryl, Tums.
Well, there you go.
And terrifying.
And if you started getting bald later, you'd probably have Rogaine in there too. But you're a little past that.
I'm too cheap for it.
Oh, there
it was.
Go.
It was never going to come down. It was like Rogaine, protein shake.
Yeah. There you go.
It is what it is.
Well, speaking of heartburn, I don't know if you two both had the same reaction I did, but when Teoscar Hernandez is a great hitter, gets traded to your team, you get excited, becomes a terrible hitter, and then leaves and becomes a great hitter again and wins the home run derby. It makes you question why Seattle can't figure out their stupid ballpark, which continues to be ranked among the worst places to hit in Major League Baseball. At one point, I don't know that I ever saw the resolution of this. At one point this year, the Mariners had 7 straight games with 10 or more strikeouts on their own roster.
Yep.
They have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. It is just an absolutely devastating place to hit. But Teoscar Hernandez, one of his comments was, he said he could never get comfortable there. And it's something that gets into your head when you go to your home ballpark and you can never quite figure out why you can't hit there. And then you go on the road and you start to figure it out, but then your pitchers aren't as good because they're relying on all of the help that they get there. So the Mariners with a much better home record because they have a great pitching staff, but you go to a game and you just want them to do something besides win 2-1 and it's all they can do. So I don't know if you guys had the same experience. I believe that you did, Will. Jordan, you can dive in whenever you want, but like, how frustrating is it to watch Adrian Beltre be a runner-up in the MVP, show up for a 4-year stretch where you're just, meh, and then go to Texas and be great again. You have guys like A-Rod on his way out going, I wish you guys would shut the roof more, and what are you doing wrong? They did an analysis of this stadium and said, we need to figure out how to get more hits. They moved in the fence 17 feet, and it has not helped at all. That was in 2012, so it's been open for 24 years, 12 of them before they moved the fences, 12 after. It's still a terrible place to hit.
Still an issue.
Can we just try to do something different?
Well, and the part that's frustrating for me, and I didn't know this, but I went on a big deep dive after Teoscar Hernandez interview, and I got into the nitty gritty, but I found this interview that Bill Krueger had done with one of the talking heads up in Seattle, and I did not realize that the batter's eye is not square.
Yeah.
So when you look on a baseball field, for those who've never played, there's a batter's eye so the batter can see the ball coming out of the pitcher's
hand. It's a dark backdrop so that you can pick up the white ball coming out their hand. 99% of them are perpendicular so that you are looking at it square up from home plate. That's what it's there for.
It makes it easier for people to hit. It's how you pick up the ball. Well, not at T-Mobile Park. It's slightly crooked. It actually faces, according to Krueger, the third base dugout.
Yep.
So that's going to mess already with how batters pick up the ball. And any slight change for a baseball player, I mean, shoot, no one's more superstitious than baseball players. Yep. So they're going to have issues just by it being slightly off center. Then the way the stadium is designed, the way the sunlight hits that backdrop makes it even harder to pick up the ball. That's why the numbers are so off. Now, don't get me wrong. This baseball team that you have right now for the Mariners, they love to strike out. Likes to strike out more than this Mariners team. Not all of it. But when you go through the numbers, and I have them here with FanGraphs, since T-Mobile Park has opened, if you took every major league ballpark except T-Mobile Park, the average batting average is 5-2. Yeah, if you look at Safeco, if you look at Mariners line in Safeco, T-Mobile, 0.246.
And that's over the last 12 years? Or
that's since it opened in 1999.
25 years.
So 6 points lower?
6 points lower.
And that's for the Mariners lineup.
And then opponents, it's 9 points lower. So it's 243.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Okay, a couple of things here. There's the connection to the batter's eye is interesting because something that Teoscar said, I'll get to here in a second, kind of threw me off and made me wonder why it hasn't been fixed yet. And if there are rumblings, I can't even believe that.
We're starting the rumblings right now. Nope. This is a campaign. Everybody pick up the phone and call on T-Mobile devices to the park.
No kidding, but it sounds like players have been saying this for quite a while, and Jerry DePoto's just kind of been sitting on his hands.
A-Rod genuinely pissed and moaned about the field when he left to Texas in 2001.
And back then, I don't know if you all remember, but there were massive issues with the batter's eye. There was so much glare coming off of the batter's eye. They, for years, could not solve that issue. And I don't know if after they finally got the right black paint or the right shading or whatever they corrected about it, if tilting it to the side helped the glare. I'm not sure if that was a thing, but that makes them feel crooked, along with what Teoscar Hernandez said in his comments, which was he could never get aligned with the pitcher like he could at any other stadium.
Right. Yep.
And to me, that is so weird and scary to hear from a major league player at your home stadium. He said in this article, no matter where I stood in the batter's box, I tried everything. I could never feel like I was lined up with the pitcher like I normally should be. And if it's him, it's got to be happening to everybody else. And that is a concern. And there's, I mean, this is beyond my knowledge. There's got to be some scientific brains that you can bring in here to help and study this, right?
Well, that's a funny thing is they did the ballpark analysis a dozen years ago. And the best ballpark. So I looked at what was this website? There was some ranking of the ballparks that was done on Statcast or something.
Maybe Fangraphs.
Baseball Savant.
Okay. Nice.
So Baseball Savant did it. And they ranked every ballpark here, and they gave them ratings between 92 for the Mariners and 114 for Coors Field. I don't want to be Coors Field either. The Rockies aren't winning anything, and that ballpark is huge. But there's something to be said. If you're a free agent, the Mariners offer you the same amount of money that somebody else offers you, and you look at the ballpark or you talk to other Major League Baseball players and go, well, if my production goes down, my paycheck goes down.
Right.
And just going up there and being off a few percentage points on your batting average and going in there expecting to, you know, maintain what you're doing or improve it, and it's the overcorrection. It's the golf swing, right? Where you go out there and you go, why can't I do what I was doing? So then you make a small correction. This is where the comments that Teoscar made are so interesting. You make a small adjustment to line up better with the pitcher. Now everything is going to be that much off for the adjustment. That doesn't work. So you make another adjustment. Now you're off by a factor of two. Then you make a third adjustment, a fourth adjustment, whatever it is. So why are the Mariners striking out more? It has to be getting to a point where everybody is, you know, collectively understanding what's going on, and it gets in your head. If you know that you're going to hit worse there and you go in expecting it, guess what the results are going to be?
Right. It's going to be worse. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The part that's the most frustrating, I think, is it's been this design. How do you not come in? And it's a beautiful ballpark. I'm not here to dump on Safeco, T-Mobile. From everything that you hear about people who have gone to all the best ballparks, it is up there.
From a fan perspective, it's always ranked near the top.
But at the same time, you still need to design a ballpark that people can play baseball on. Like, if I'm a pitcher,
I don't need you to be the best. I just you can't be the worst for 25 years.
You need to be average. This is the perfect time to get a C. Get a C. Be in a spot where if you're a pitcher, you can come into the ballpark and you go, hey, you know what? There's parts of this that help me. There's parts of this that hinder me. It ends up being a wash. If I'm a batter, hey, there's parts of this that help me. There's parts of this that hinder me. It's a wash. And so that way you're not losing out on free agents. If I'm a free agent fielder right now, there is no chance I'm coming to Seattle, even if they were willing to pay me, because my average is going to go down. Now, that being said, if I'm a pitcher, well, I might be more likely to go out to Seattle.
Yeah,
that might be why your pitching staff is so good.
Yeah, but it also might be the reason that Felix Hernandez won a Cy Young with 13 wins,
right,
and never pitched in the postseason.
Well, that was partly because, thankfully, voters started looking at the correct stats as opposed to just wins for pitchers. Wins do not actually tell the story of a pitcher's
season. Okay, but the other side of the coin is he never threw a postseason pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what you would like to do for your career?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the Cy Young, but of course.
Well,
but
those are two things you can look at going, all right, I have to be perfect. Because if you get to 20 wins, the Cy Young is a lot easier to win. He had to dominate in everything else and win despite that. Because he could have won multiple if he was pitching where he had any run support.
Well, but didn't he also have, it sounds like, an advantage of a crooked batter's box to the pitcher's mound at Safeco Field? And I'm just kind of trying to play devil's advocate here. However many games he did pitch at home, this was an advantage to him.
So you go out and go through the exact same routine as a pitcher. You're not seeing the batter's eye. And one game you get result A, which is, you know, let's say the average batting average against you is, you know, 210 or whatever it is, and you're doing everything you can at home and you're doing great. Then you go on the road, you do that exact same thing, and all of a sudden the batters can square you up because they've got an even batter's eye around you. And that's why you get these big swings on road and home performances. So even as a pitcher, you have to figure out how to adjust to it. There's enough variations in ballparks. And again, I'm not advocating that they need to figure out a way to be the best.
Right.
You just can't be the worst for the entire history. They have been, and if you go through it year by year, they sit at the bottom or at the very bottom or near the bottom for all major batting categories. And you can't expect to have any longevity with keeping free agents, bringing in free agents, and just having players develop there. How's Jared Kelnick doing?
He's doing a lot better in Atlanta where the batter's eye is straight. That's all I really want. I don't want the fences brought in. And I didn't even know about the batter's eye until I saw Kroger's interview. But it makes sense to me that you should have a ballpark that has a straight batter's eye so that people can pick up the ball, whether it starts to hinder your pitching or helps your hitters. I don't really care. It's just, this is a big part of baseball.
Yep.
The batter's eye needs to be straight. If they can figure it out at Kelso High School, or they can figure it out at Hawkinson High School, or Lake Oswego High School, or Jesuit High School, how come we can't figure it out at
How often do hitters leave the Seattle Mariners and immediately get better?
But there are also instances, and I know we got a break soon, and I want to kind of throw this in there just for everybody
to chew
on.
You're trying to defend
the
ballpark.
No, I'm not trying to defend the ballpark. This just popped into my head. Y'all remember retired first baseman Mark Teixeira, how amazing he was. Mm-hmm. One of his favorite places to play, you can go find many quotes, he always said T-Mobile, Safeco Field. And I went just looked at his stats over his career in 78 games, 19 homers, 49 RBIs, 284, 550 OPS. He hit well there.
Right, but only he did.
No, that's not true. I can go find Miguel Tejada hit well at Safeco Field. There are actually examples of players that liked hitting there. So it just kind of, I start to think about, okay, yeah, this stadium sucks, but then I remember, oh, these players like to hit here. What the hell's going on?
So find me a Mariners player that had those career numbers at Safeco.
Probably Ichiro, outside of anybody else.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Richie Sexton was an MVP candidate and then went there and completely
his first
fell off.
Season and a half or two were actually, well, but, I believe he but, still hit 40 home runs, and in his first game at Safeco Field, he hit two home runs.
The one category where batters still do well is home runs, because it's not a huge ballpark. That's the thing, is it's not difficult, and they moved in the fences in 2012, so it's not that it's difficult to hit home runs, but again, when you're trying to hit for average, and baseball, you get into a slump, and you get into it. How good was Julio Rodriguez as a rookie? He wins Rookie of the Year, and the start of both seasons, he cannot figure it out, because you are competing with a marine layer,
right.
You are competing with cold weather, it was the third coldest stadium for the first month of the season, you have other factors that you don't have control over, but when there is something that you do have control over, you need to fix it. You need to fix it quick. And it's already been too long. So if players are going after the All-Star game and going, yeah, that was a waste of time going to Seattle to hit there. Look how good I am when I'm not there. It's a little bit of a red flag for your stadium.
Couldn't agree
Fair?
More. Yes. You're going to find examples. You're going to find examples of outliers.
Yeah.
Just in everything. But when you look at how most hitters fare, they get worse in T-Mobile.
Yep.
And it's a simple fix. Move the batter's eye.
Guys, let me share with you Julio's stats before we go to break.
Please.
Home over his career. So at T-Mobile over his career, 189 games, 33 homers, 104 RBIs, 270 batting average, 199 strikeouts, right?
Yeah. Didn't hit as well as Teixeira.
No, we didn't. Away, 195 games, 37 homers, 109 RBIs, and a 282 batting average. So his batting average does raise 12 points.
Okay.
You're not wrong. But his strikeout numbers also go up by a lot. He struck out over 230 times in just six more games. So it just there's aspects here, but we've got to dive deep. There is something wrong here, and I'm not sure any of us three have quantified exactly what the problem is yet.
I think we did.
No. I'm saying that we know that T-Mobile Park is messed, but we don't know exactly what about either the batter's eye or what pitchers are seeing in a crooked angle or something. We can't figure that out.
But somebody can.
Yes, that's didn't I say earlier science can help with this? There are people that we can hire.
Yeah, well, it sounds like
engineers. We need them.
Yeah. The batting eye, I think, is a very good start. There are 29 other ballparks that you can go and look at that have better hitting that you can go and go, let's just take something from those. The second worst is Petco in San Diego.
That
shocks me. So don't follow that one.
Yeah,
so,
they don't
a lot of they pay a lot of guys a lot of money to go there.
That's
and they don't get
true.
A whole lot better there.
That
so
is true.
It's not the only ballpark with problems, but it's the worst. Fair enough. All right. Hey, the Olympics are coming up. Are you aware of this?
I've heard.
Are you excited about said Olympics?
And Caitlin Clark's not playing. I'm boycotting.
Fair point.
Not going to watch any of it except for all of it.
Except for
nothing,
all of it?
I'm not going to watch any of it except for all of it because there will be nothing else on.
I will give you five sports that are not going to be worth watching. Can you tell me the five summer games that the U.S. has never meddled in?
Not counting new ones, I'm assuming.
Yes. Medals have been.
Hey, I had to ask.
What, are there new ones this year?
I think breakdancing is in it.
Yeah, but didn't they do that in Tokyo?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't watch that.
Okay. There are five. We'll see if you can figure out what theirs are. But first, we have to get to a Schultze Sports Center update. All right, welcome back in. No Isaac, no Souk. Souk back tomorrow. Isaac back Friday. They testing hot tubs or something today? When are they going to get it for their hideaway? The cabin that they got together up in the woods?
That's right.
Testing out hot tubs
that they live.
Is that what you told me?
I think it's something
along
those
lines. Is that what you were telling me in the break?
I think they were looking at water beds so
water
that they
beds.
Could sleep together.
That's,
I think that was their big thing. They want to get water beds for the cabin.
We did get the official word from Boss Man Jeff. They're at the Mo Lucas Charity Golf Tournament.
Oh, we should probably say that.
Yeah, right? Oh. They're actually out doing good things, and I think we should promote that. So.
Oh.
They're golfing.
Yeah, no selfish hot tub shopping.
Oh, okay.
No, that might have been before the tournament.
Raising
then.
Money That's for true. Charity.
And if you're getting a hot tub, go inflatable. It's cheaper, and it's
Do you have
perfect.
A hot tub?
I am going to get one, and the inflatable hot tub for, $300 to $500, depending on where you can get it. That's what I'm going with.
You and the missus are going inflatable.
Yeah. Once some certain things happen and we have the room in our house, like either the garage or the side by the fence.
Are you putting it inside?
I've looked at putting it in the garage. Yeah, not inside the house.
I had a teammate in college who had it in his bedroom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but then it gets really moldy. That's not cool.
It was very funny until we lit it on fire.
Look.
It was later on at night. It was a bonfire.
Yeah.
He had put it away in the packaging. We thought it was garbage.
It's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my life.
Do they make them with the clear plastic so you can get the see-through?
No, it was
like a raft.
It was green. You've never seen a fatter hot tub than five Central Washington offensive linemen.
Ooh.
Oh. I was the skinny one at 315. I think we maxed that thing out at about 380.
I mean, were there ever any girls in there, or was it just all you?
We all had long hair. We had very long hair. If you weren't paying attention and you just came in from behind, would have thought
lady?
That there were some girls there. They were ugly girls, but we had long hair. It was very
Did
pretty.
You gentlemen have a chance to pull up the available sports to choose from? Because I don't know that you would know.
I thought we were guessing. So
but you have to guess what. Well, yes, I don't want you to. find the ones that we've never won. But I do. You do need to know the sports,
like the list of just what we can play.
Yeah. Because I don't want you. I don't want you guessing. You know, hopscotch when it's not, or foursquare, which neither are.
Should be.
Well, let's do this. We're already off the clock, so we'll get back on it. You guys pull up your list of available sports. It's always fun to look at it and see what it is, because flag football is coming soon to the Olympics, but it is not an Olympic sport yet. So find your lists, and we'll play the fun new game. Vancouver Ford text line, you're welcome to join in. There are five sports the U.S. has never meddled in the U.S. Olympics, and we'll do a little trivia game. We'll do that next. It is primetime on 1080 The Fan. Hi, welcome back in. Luke Anderson, Will Ortner, Jordan Schultz filling in. The guys are out doing good things for good people at the Maurice Lucas Golf Tournament. That's where Isaac and Souk are. So they
buying hot tubs.
But as far as we know, we've been told that they're out doing good for people. So if anybody said that they were buying hot tubs for their man-on-man hideaway in the woods, I don't know where that came from. But
that's the rumor.
I don't know what's
around
going on
here.
I'm not paid to know things, so I'm just here to talk about sports. Am I?
I'm not.
Dang, let me check. If I'm not back next segment, it will be verified that I'm not getting paid for this. How excited are you for the Olympics? You said you're going to watch it all. Do you have a favorite sport?
I'll usually tune into like the track and field. Get roped into track and field, particularly
track
the sprinting.
Okay. Field.
Yeah, the sprinting's gonna rope me in. Although Usain Bolt isn't doing it anymore. Because like my first real Olympics that I remember is 2008 Beijing.
Okay.
So, like, Usain Bolt, he's been a mainstay. So, I usually get into it for Usain Bolt, not going this year. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll usually end up watching some swimming, too. Whatever the main primetime stuff is. I'm sure I'll watch Simone Biles.
Yeah, I'm a swimming guy. I'm a gymnastics guy. And honestly, any of the obscure sports, like in the winter, you know, like they've got that biathlon, which is like Norwegian shooting and skiing at the same time. So any obscure sport.
That's not obscure. That's fantastic.
Well, fantastic.
If I wish I would have trained, if I could go back in time and redo it, I would just train for the biathlon. That'd be all I would do.
Be sick.
Shooting. Cross-country skiing. It's fantastic. Speed walking.
Speed walking is a funny one. They look hilarious. But darn it, they're fast.
Ridiculous. All right. So you guys both have your lists up. We're going to see
if you can
figure out the five sports. So the U.S. is the favorite to win the most medals in Paris. We are great at everything.
Yes, we
except for five sports on that list. We have never medaled.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Never meddled. Even medaled in which five sports?
Can I start off with a question?
That's the whole thing is.
Well, there's your question. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Thanks, jerk. So does this include new sports that have just been put into the Olympics this year, or are we talking?
What's the new sport that's in the Olympics this year?
Breakdancing, breaking.
Oh, they are doing it for the first time this year.
Are they calling it just
breaking? I am looking at the list right now. Wow. It is called breaking. I was looking for breakdancing and I couldn't find it, but under boxing on the list on Olympics.com is breaking.
That doesn't count.
That's not on the list.
There's not been a medal issued for it.
No one's meddled in that yet. Try to stump us.
Rugby sevens.
Rugby sevens, no. That is incorrect.
Wow. I would not have thought that we were good at rugby
sevens. They've meddled?
Sevens?
Wow. Yeah, this is any medal. Gold, silver, bronze.
You're catching along pretty quick here.
Table tennis?
Table tennis is one of the five that we have never meddled in. The best finish was making it to the fourth round in women's singles is the best we've ever done, and that was in Tokyo. So yes, you are correct.
For sure never meddled in cricket. For sure never meddled in
that
cricket.
That is incorrect. It's not on my list. This list coming to us from Channel 4, cricket. NBC4 in Los Angeles. So, I did not do the research myself, just to make that very clear.
I'm trying to think of a random one. I mean, like, let's try like archery.
We're good at shooting bow and arrows.
We're good at shooting bow and arrows. Okay.
There was a guy, I don't know his name. I couldn't tell you what year this was, but there was a guy that won a gold in archery and he didn't have enough room to shoot all the distances of his house. So he had to like tell his wife, like, I'm going to open the front door and the back door. Do not walk through the house. And he's shooting his bow through the house.
Very careful.
At the target in his backyard. Whoa. I remember this story. It could be something I dreamt of, but I think I remember that being a true story. So yeah, we're fine. We do just fine at archery. Don't worry about that.
Is like, so is it going to separate men's and women's soccer? Because women's, we've for sure medaled, but men's, I would not think that we have. We
must have gotten a bronze somewhere. I'm not confident that we won anything, but it is not on my list.
So then we're going like a handball or badminton.
Boom. Handball and badminton. Dang. Both on the list.
Field hockey?
Field hockey not on the list.
Squash.
So the Asian countries dominate at badminton. Badminton is one that you think we could get somebody out there to medal in badminton. Same thing with table tennis. Like those feel like they should have it. Handball. You know who plays a lot of handball and is quite good? Remember former Denver Broncos quarterback Jake Plummer?
Jake Plummer.
He's a handball pro, huh?
We had Jake Plummer. We used to do, Nigel Burton and I used to do the football show on Thursday nights right here on 1080 The Fan, and we had Jake Plummer on, and all he wanted to do was talk about handball. After retiring, him and his brother, I guess, are some fearsome handball team. But,
wasn't trying to sell you his mushrooms as well now?
He did not at the time, but, you know, hey, maybe he's talked with Suk about that, and they've had a good time with that. But, yes, he's very much into handball. But, yeah, the fact that the handball feels like something that we can get somebody out there. Like, if you, go Cool Runnings on it. Like, you fail at whatever your primary sport is. How hard is it to be the best in the U.S. if we can't win it anymore?
Well, why couldn't we just, like, find a hockey goalie or a soccer goalie, throw them there, and then let's just get all of the old pitchers and quarterbacks and just be like, this is our handball team. Try and beat us.
Well, so here's the thing that got me on this. Do you know who the favorite is for 3-on-3 basketball?
It's
like
not
Australia
us.
Or something?
It is not us. That's the right answer. It's not us. How are we not the favorites for 3-on-3 basketball? Well,
because we can't put actual male pros. I know, like, Cameron Brink was on the
women's.
We can't
put male pros?
Well, WNBA teams, I'm not so sure. Cameron Brink was going to play, but I don't think there are any NBA players allowed
on the
3-on-3 roster.
Would you like to know who is on our 3-on-3?
I already know the answers. Will is going to be blown away.
Is Stephon Marbury still going out?
Not close. Another Chinese basketball player. Not Steph.
Jimmer Fredette.
I did
is
know
playing
that.
On that. Also, Canyon Berry is on the team. This is the grandson of Rick Berry,
Mr. Granny Shot,
who also shoots underhanded free throws. So we've got a guy out there that shoots underhanded free throws, and
so
we have Jimmer.
Not us,
yeah. So it's not us. It's Serbia is the favorite.
Is Jokic playing in it?
For the Serbs?
Because they just beat. They lost to the U.S. in actual basketball yesterday.
Yeah. So
earlier this morning, excuse me.
The two other sports that the U.S. has never won a squash. We're good. We're fine, but I don't have the statistics of everything. The other one is rhythmic gymnastics.
You know what? I almost threw that in there, but we're so good at gymnastics.
That's what I thought,
that
too.
I did not think to throw in rhythmic gymnastics.
Highest finish ever for rhythmic gymnastics is 11th place by Valerie Zimring during the 1984 games and Laura Zhang in the 2016 games. So we are not
let me throw one last guess in. Sailing. I think
you watch your mouth. We founded a country based on our sailing. We had to cross an ocean to get here. We better be able to win at sailing.
I mean, I'm not saying that we didn't, but I just feel like there are other countries that are possibly better at it.
No, it is not. It is not sailing. The final one is gymnastics adjacent. So it is three. Well, I was going to say racket sports, but handball not really a racket sport. But trampoline is the other one. We've never done anything at trampoline. There's been 36 medals, and none of them have gone to the U.S.
Isn't the first world trampoline organized in 1964 for the first championships? When did that even become an Olympic sport? I feel like that's a newer one too.
Best finish, we had a sixth place in 2012 and 2020.
First appearance in 2000. Okay. Yep. That's not
it's in Mario and Sonic Olympic Games, so it can't be that old.
Oh.
I just remember it being in that game.
Oh, fantastic. I need to get a hype check from you guys. I've been hearing a lot about this guy, new dude for the Blazers. Have you heard of Donovan Clean?
You mean the great Kling Kong?
Yes, sir.
Oh, everybody's pretty on this nickname thing. It's getting a little bit wild. Have you heard? You've heard what the morning guys are?
No, what are they calling
them? Well, you'll find out. We'll use that to start hour two. So we'll do it next right here on Primetime. This is 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, welcome back in. No Isaac, no Souk. Souk back tomorrow, Isaac back Friday. They testing hot tubs or something today? When are they going to get it for... their hideaway, the cabin that they got together up in the woods.
That's right. That
test out hot tubs for live. Is that what you told me?
I think it's something.
Is that
along
what
those
you were
lines.
Telling me in the break?
I think they were looking at water beds. So
water
that they
beds.
Could sleep together. That's, I think that was their big thing. They want to get water beds for the cabin.
We did get the official word from Boss Man Jeff. They're at the Mo Lucas charity golf tournament.
Oh, we should probably say that.
Yeah, right. They're actually out doing good things, and I think we should promote that. So.
Oh, you're they're golfing.
Yeah, no selfish hot tub shopping.
Oh, okay.
No, so that might have been before the tournament.
Raising
then.
Money That's for true. Charity.
And if you're getting a hot tub, go inflatable. It's cheaper, and it's
Do you have
perfect.
A hot tub?
I am going to get one, and the inflatable hot tub for what, $300 to $500, depending on where you can get it. That's what I'm going with.
You and the missus are going inflatable.
Once some certain things happen and we have the room in our house, like either the garage or the side by the fence.
Are you putting it inside?
I've looked at putting it in the garage. Yeah, ooh. Not inside the house.
I had a teammate in college who had it in his bedroom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but then it gets really moldy. That's not cool.
It was very funny until we lit it on fire.
It was.
It was later on at night. It was a bonfire.
Yeah.
He had put it away in the packaging. We thought it was garbage.
It's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my life.
Did they make them with the clear plastic so you can like get the see-through?
No, it was
like a raft.
It was green. You've never seen a fatter hot tub than 5 Central Washington offensive linemen. Oh, I was the skinny one at 315. I think we maxed that thing out at about 380.
I mean, were there ever any girls in there, or was it just all you?
We all had long hair. We had very long hair. If you weren't paying attention and you just came in from behind, would have thought
lady?
That there were some girls there. They were ugly girls, but they were... We had long hair. It was very
did
pretty.
You gentlemen have a chance to pull up the available sports to choose from? Because I don't know that you would know
I thought we were guessing. So
well,
I
yeah, but you have to guess what. Well, yes, I don't want you to find the ones that we've never won, but I do. You do need to know the sports,
like okay. the list of just what we can play.
Yeah. Because I don't want you guessing. You know, hopscotch when it's not, or foursquare, which neither are.
Should be.
Well, let's do this. We're already off the clock, so we'll get back on it. You guys pull up your list of available sports. It's always fun to look at it and see what it is, because flag football is coming soon to the Olympics, but it is not an Olympic sport yet. So find your lists, and we'll play the fun new game, Vancouver Ford Text Line. You're welcome to join in. There are five sports the U.S. has never meddled in the U.S. Olympics, and we'll do a little trivia game. We'll do that next. It is primetime on 1080 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Luke Anderson, Will Ortner, Jordan Schultz filling in. The guys are out doing good things for good people at the Maurice Lucas Golf Tournament. That's where Isaac and Suk are. So they
buying hot tubs.
But as far as we know, we've been told that they're doing good for people. So if anybody said that they were buying hot tubs for their man-on-man hideaway in the woods, I don't know where that came from. But
it's the rumor.
I don't know what's
around here.
I'm not paid to know things, so I'm just here to talk about sports. Wait, am I?
I'm not.
Dang, let me check. If I'm not back next segment, it will be verified that I'm not getting paid for this. How excited are you for the Olympics? You said you're going to watch it all. Do you have a favorite sport?
Yeah, I'll usually tune into like the track and field. Roped into track and field, particularly
track?
Like the sprinting.
Okay, track That's more than gonna, field.
Yeah, the sprinting's going to rope me in. Although Usain Bolt isn't doing it anymore. Because like my first real Olympics that I remember is 2008 Beijing.
Okay.
So, like, Usain Bolt, he's been a mainstay. So, I usually get into it for Usain Bolt, not going this year. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll usually end up watching some swimming, too. Whatever the main primetime stuff is. I'm sure I'll watch Simone Biles.
Yeah, I'm a swimming guy. I'm a gymnastics guy. And honestly, any of the obscure sports, like in the winter, you know, like they've got that biathlon, which is like Norwegian shooting and skiing at the same time. So any obscure sport.
That's
I'm
not
for.
Obscure. That's fantastic. If I wish I would have trained, if I could go back in time and redo it, I would just train for the biathlon. That'd be all I would do.
Be sick.
Shooting. Cross-country skiing. It's fantastic. Speed walking.
Speed walking is a funny one. They look hilarious, but darn it, they're fast. Ridiculous.
All right. So you guys both have your lists up. We're going to see if you can figure out the five sports. So the U.S. is the favorite to win the most medals in Paris. We are great at everything.
Yes, we
are. Except for five sports on that list. We have never medaled. Mm-hmm. Not one, never even meddled in which five sports?
Can I start off with a question?
Well, that's the whole thing is...
Well, there's your question. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Thanks, jerk. So does this include new sports that have just been put into the Olympics this year, or are we talking...
What's the new sport that's in the Olympics this year?
Breakdancing, breaking.
Oh, they are doing it for the first time this year.
Are they calling it just breaking?
I am looking at the list right now. Wow. It is called breaking. I was looking for breakdancing, and I couldn't find it, but under boxing on the list on Olympics.com is breaking.
That doesn't count.
That's not on the list.
There's
okay,
not been
you.
A medal
issue. No one's meddled in that yet, try to stump us. So.
Rugby sevens, no. That is incorrect.
Wow, I would not have thought that we were good at rugby
sevens. They meddled? Wow. Yeah, this is any medal, gold, silver, bronze.
You're catching along pretty quick here.
Table tennis?
Table tennis is one of the five that we have never meddled in. The best finish was making it to the fourth round in women's singles is the best we've ever done, and that was in Tokyo. So yes, you are correct.
For sure never meddled in cricket. For sure never meddled in
that
cricket.
That is incorrect. It's not on my list. This list coming to us from Channel 4, cricket. NBC 4 in Los Angeles.
So,
I did not do the research myself, just to make that very clear.
I'm trying to think of a random one. I mean, like... Let's try like archery.
We're good at shooting bow and arrows.
We're good at shooting bow and arrows. Okay.
There's a guy, I don't know his name. I couldn't tell you what year this was, but there's a guy that won a gold in archery, and he didn't have enough room to shoot all the distances of his house. So he had to like tell his wife, like, I'm going to open the front door and the back door. Do not walk through the house. And he's shooting his bow through the house.
Very careful.
At the target in his backyard. Whoa. I remember this story. It could be something I dreamt of, but I think I remember that being a true true story. So yeah, no, we're fine. We do just fine at archery. Don't worry about that.
Is it going to separate men's and women's soccer? Because women's, we've for sure medaled, but men's, I would not think that we have.
We must have gotten a bronze somewhere. I'm not confident that we won anything, but it is not on my list.
So then we're going like a handball or badminton.
Boom. Handball and badminton, dang, both on the list.
Field hockey?
Field hockey not,
dang,
on the list.
Squash.
So the Asian countries dominate at badminton. Badminton is one that you think we could get somebody out there,
right,
to medal in badminton. Same thing with table tennis. Like those feel like they should have
played.
Handball. You know who plays a lot of handball and is quite good? Remember former Denver Broncos quarterback Jake Plummer?
Jake Plummer.
He's a handball pro, huh?
We had Jake Plummer. We used to do, Nigel Burton and I used to do the football show on Thursday nights right here on 1080 The Fan, and we had Jake Plummer on, and all he wanted to do was talk about handball. After retiring, him and his brother, I guess, are some fearsome handball team. But,
wasn't trying to sell you his mushrooms as well now?
He did not at the time, but, you know, hey, maybe he's talked with Suk about that, and they've had a good time with that. But, yes, he's very much into handball. But, yeah, the fact that the handball feels like something that we can get somebody out there. Like, if you,
right,
like go Cool Runnings on it. Like, you fail at whatever your primary sport is. How hard is it to be the best in the U.S. if we can't win it anymore?
Well, why couldn't we just, like, find a hockey goalie or a soccer goalie, throw them there, and then let's just get all of the old pitchers and quarterbacks and just be like, this is our handball team. Try and beat us.
Well, so here's the thing that got me on this. Do you know who the favorite is for 3-on-3 basketball?
It's
like
not
Australia
us.
Or something?
It is not us. That's the right answer. It's not us. How are we not the favorites for 3-on-3 basketball? Well,
because we can't put actual male pros. I know, like, Cameron Brink was on the
women's.
We
can't put male pros?
Well, WNBA teams, I'm not so sure. Cameron Brink was going to play, but I don't think there are any NBA players allowed
on the
3-on-3
Would you like to know who is on our 3-on-3?
I already know the answers. Will is going to be blown away.
Is Stephon Marbury still going to
be close? But not close. Another Chinese basketball player. Not
Jimmer Fredette.
I did
is playing on that. Also, Canyon Berry is on the team. This is the grandson of Rick Barry,
Mr. Granny Shot,
who also shoots underhanded free throws. So we've got a guy out there that shoots underhanded free throws, and
so
we have Jimmer.
Us.
Yeah, so it's not us. It's Serbia is the favorite.
Is Jokic playing in it?
No.
They just beat. They lost to the U.S. in actual basketball yesterday.
Yeah.
So earlier this morning, excuse me.
The two other sports that the U.S. has
squash.
Never won a squash. We're good. We're fine, but I don't have the statistics of everything. The other one is rhythmic gymnastics.
You know what? I almost threw that in there, but we're so good at gymnastics.
That's what I thought,
that
too.
I did not think to throw in rhythmic gymnastics.
Highest finish ever for rhythmic gymnastics is 11th place by Valerie Zimring during the 1984 games and Laura Zhang in the 2016 games. So we are not
let me throw
that.
One last guess in. Sailing. I think
you watch your mouth. We founded a country based on our sailing. We had to cross an ocean to get here. We better be able to win at sailing.
I mean, I'm not saying that we didn't, but I just feel like there are other countries that are possibly better at it.
No, it is not. It is not sailing. The final one is gymnastics adjacent. So it is three. Well, I was going to say racket sports, but handball not really a racket sport. But trampoline is the other one. We've never done anything at trampoline. There's been 36 medals, and none of them have gone to the U.S.
Isn't the first world trampoline organized in 1964 for the first championships? When did that even become an Olympic sport? I feel like that's a newer one too.
Best finish, we had a 6th place in 2012 and 2020.
First appearance in 2000. Okay. Yep. That's
not say it's in Mario and Sonic Olympic Games, so it can't be that old.
Oh.
I just remember it being in that game.
Oh, fantastic. I need to get a hype check from you guys. I've been hearing a lot about this guy, new dude for the Blazers. You heard of Donovan Kling?
You mean the great Kling Kong?
Yes, sir.
Oh, everybody's pretty on this nickname thing. It's getting a little bit wild. Have you heard? You've heard what the morning guys are?
No, what are they calling
them? Well, you'll find out. We'll use that to start hour two. So we'll do it next right here on Primetime. This is 1080 The Fan. Hi, welcome back in. Luke Anderson, Will Ortner, Jordan Schultz filling in. The guys are out doing good things for good people at the Maurice Lucas Golf Tournament. That's where Isaac and Suk are. So
buying hot tubs.
But as far as we know, we've been told that they're out doing good for people. So if anybody said that they were buying hot tubs for their man-on-man hideaway in the woods, I don't know where that came from. But
that's the rumor.
Hey, listen, I don't know what's
around here.
I'm not paid to know things, so I'm just here to talk about sports. Wait, am I?
I'm not.
Dang, let me check. If I'm not back next segment, it will be verified that I'm not getting paid for this. How excited are you for the Olympics? You said you're going to watch it all. Do you have a favorite sport?
Yeah, I'll usually tune into like the track and field. I will get roped into track and field, particularly
track?
Like the sprinting.
Okay, track That's more than gonna, field?
Yeah, the sprinting's going to rope me in. Although Usain Bolt isn't doing it anymore. Because like my first real Olympics that I remember is 2008 Beijing.
Okay.
So like Usain Bolt, he's been a mainstay. So I usually get into it for Usain Bolt, not going this year. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll usually end up watching some swimming too. Whatever the main primetime stuff is, I'm sure I'll watch Simone Biles.
Yeah, I'm a swimming guy. I'm a gymnastics guy. And honestly, any of the obscure sports, like in the winter, you know, like they've got that biathlon, which is like Norwegian shooting and skiing at the same time. So any obscure sport.
That's
I'm
not
for.
Obscure. That's fantastic. If I wish I would have trained, if I could go back in time and redo it, I would just train for the biathlon. That'd be all I would do.
Be sick.
Shooting. Cross-country skiing. It's fantastic. Speed walking.
Speed walking is a funny one. They look hilarious. But darn it, they're fast. Ridiculous.
All right, so you guys both have your lists up. We're going to see
if you can
figure out the five sports. So the U.S. is the favorite to win the most medals in Paris. We are great at everything.
Yes, we
except
are.
For five sports on that list. We have never medaled.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Never meddled. Even medaled in which five sports?
Can I start off with a question?
Well, that's the whole thing is...
Well, there's your question. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Thanks, jerk. So does this include new sports that have just been put into the Olympics this year, or are we talking...
What's the new sport that's in the Olympics this year?
Breakdancing. Breaking.
Oh, they are doing it for the first time this year.
Are they calling it just breaking?
I am looking at the list right now. Wow. It is called breaking. I was looking for breakdancing, and I couldn't find it, but under boxing on the list on Olympics.com is breaking.
That doesn't count.
That's not on the list.
There's
okay,
not been
you.
A medal
issue. No one's medaled in that yet.
Yeah,
try to stump us. So.
Rugby sevens.
Rugby sevens. No, that is incorrect.
Wow. I would not have thought that we were good at rugby
sevens. They've medaled?
Sevens?
Wow. Yeah, and this is any medal. Gold, silver, bronze.
You're catching along pretty quick here.
Table tennis?
Table tennis is one of the five that we have never medaled in. The best finish was making it to the fourth round in women's singles is the best we've ever done, and that was in Tokyo. So yes, you are correct.
For sure never medaled in cricket. For sure never medaled in
that
cricket.
That is incorrect. It's not on my list. This list coming
we
to us from Channel 4,
cricket.
NBC4 in Los Angeles. So, I did not do the research myself, just to make that very clear.
I'm trying to think of a random one. I mean, like... Let's try like archery. Has there been awesome?
We're good at shooting bow and arrows.
We're good at shooting bow and arrows. Okay.
There's a guy, I don't know his name. I couldn't tell you what year this was, but there's a guy that won a gold in archery and he didn't have enough room to shoot all the distances of his house. So he had to like tell his wife, like, I'm going to open the front door and the back door. Do not walk through the house. And he's shooting his bow through the house.
Very careful.
At the target in his backyard. Whoa. I remember this story. It could be something I dreamt
awesome.
Of, but I think I remember that being a true story. So yeah, no, we're fine. We do just fine at archery. Don't worry about that.
Is it going to separate men's and women's soccer? Because women's, we've for sure medaled, but men's, I would not think that we have.
We must have gotten a bronze somewhere. I'm not confident that we won anything, but it is not on my list.
Real? So then we're going like a handball or badminton.
Boom. Handball and badminton. Dang. Both on the list.
Field hockey?
Field hockey not Dang on the it. List.
Squash.
So the Asian countries dominate at badminton. Badminton is one that you think we could get somebody out there to medal in badminton. Same thing with table tennis. Like those feel like they played. Should have it. Handball. You know who plays a lot of handball and is quite good? Remember former Denver Broncos quarterback Jake Plummer?
Jake Plummer.
He's a handball pro, huh?
We had Jake Plummer. We used to do, Nigel Burton and I used to do the football show on Thursday nights right here on 1080 The Fan, and we had Jake Plummer on, and all he wanted to do was talk about handball. After retiring, him and his brother, I guess, are some fearsome handball team. But,
wasn't trying to sell you his mushrooms as well now?
Well, hey, listen, he did not at the time, but, you know, hey, maybe he's talked with Suk about that, and they've had a good time with that. But, yes, he's very much into handball. But, yeah, the fact that the handball feels like something that we can get somebody out there. Like, if you, go Cool Runnings on it. Like, you fail at whatever your primary sport is. How hard is it to be the best in the U.S. if we can't win it anymore?
Well, why couldn't we just, like, find a hockey goalie or a soccer goalie, throw them there, and then let's just get all of the old pitchers and quarterbacks and just be like, this is our handball team. Try and beat us.
Well, so here's the thing that got me on this. Do you know who the favorite is for 3-on-3 basketball?
It's
like
not
Australia
us.
Or something?
It is not us. That's the right answer. It's not us. How are we not the favorites for 3-on-3 basketball? Well,
because we can't put actual male pros. I know, like, Cameron Brink was on the
women's.
We can't
put male pros?
Well, WNBA teams, I'm not so sure. Cameron Brink was going to play, but I don't think there are any NBA players allowed
would you
on
like
the 3-on-3
Would you
roster.
Like to know who is on our
3-on-3?
I already intrigued. Know the answers. Oh. Will is going to be blown away.
Is Stefan Marbury still going to be
close? Not close. Another Chinese basketball player. Not
Jimmer Fredette.
I did
is
know
playing
that.
On that. Also, Canyon Berry is on the team. This is the grandson of Rick Berry,
Mr. Granny Shot,
who also shoots underhanded free throws. So we've got a guy out there that shoots underhanded free throws, and
so
we have Jimmer.
Not us.
Yeah, so it's not us. It's Serbia is the favorite.
Is Jokic playing in it?
Serbs?
Because they just beat, they lost to the U.S. in actual basketball yesterday.
Yeah. So
earlier this morning, excuse me.
The two other sports that the U.S. has
squash.
Never won a squash, we're good. We're fine, but I don't have the statistics of everything. The other one is rhythmic gymnastics.
You know what? I almost threw that in there, but we're so good at gymnastics.
That's what I thought.
That
too.
I did not think to throw in rhythmic gymnastics.
Highest finish ever for rhythmic gymnastics is 11th place by Valerie Zimring during the 1984 games and Laura Zhang in the 2016 games. So we are not
let me throw
that.
One last guess in sailing. I think
you watch your mouth. We founded a country based on our sailing. We had to cross an ocean to get here. We better be able to win at sailing.
I mean, I'm not saying that we didn't, but I just feel like there are other countries that are possibly better at it.
No, it is not. It is not sailing. The final one is gymnastics adjacent. So it is three. Well, I was going to say racket sports, but handball not really a racket sport. But trampoline is the other one. We've never done anything at trampoline. There's been 36 medals, and none of them have gone to the U.S.
Isn't the first world trampoline organized in 1964 for the first championships? When did that even become an Olympic sport? I feel like that's a newer one too.
Best finish, we had a 6th place in 2012 and 2020.
First appearance in 2000. Okay. Yep. That's not
say it's
old.
In Mario and Sonic Olympic Games, so it can't be that old.
Oh.
I just remember it being in that game.
Oh, fantastic. I need to get a hype check from you guys. I've been hearing a lot about this guy, new dude for the Blazers. Have you heard of Donovan Clean?
You mean the great Kling Kong?
Yes, sir.
Oh, everybody's pretty on this nickname thing. It's getting a little bit wild. Have you heard? You've heard what the morning guys are?
No, what are they calling
it? Well, you'll find out. We'll use that to start hour two. So we'll do it next right here on Primetime. This is 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.